Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to Side Hustle Radio. You know what this be. That standing boyfriend, Hef Chulo, is back in the building. And I got my partners on the ones and twos. The sensei of the ones and twos. Mr. Blend from Blend himself. DJ.
D-Poy's in the building.
Yes.
We're doing a little, doing a part two. Hey, we had to keep this man on the line, man, because
we never, when we get royalty in the building,
for sure.
I there's so much conversation I got to have with royalty. It's hard.
And yeah. the album is just
fire.
Fire. You just want to keep blessing, you know, everyone with this heat, with this fire, with this. I don't know what the young generation call it. You know,
saucy.
Anywho, man, how long did it take to make this masterpiece? Because this is something that I gotta go get
the hard copy.
Yeah, you gotta get the hard copy. Yeah. You gotta get the two copy. You gotta keep the one in the plastic. You gotta keep the one. You know.
Yeah, I gotta get mine signed. Yeah, I gotta get mine signed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, this is Wordsworth on in the building. And Pearl Gates was, but you know, Pearl had to step aside. He had to do his
he had a wedding.
Yeah, he had to do his wedding thing today. So
he getting married?
Yeah. Nah, just some family.
Okay.
You know, so that, but that's something I would have done. I'll probably schedule an interview doing my
wedding.
Yeah, I'll probably do something like that. Yeah, so he's so trifling. He's just so trifling. Yeah, I probably would have done that, but. We talking about Champion Sounds, the album. If you don't know what a champion sound like, get the album. You will know then.
Right.
So how long did this project take?
I would say it took about a year, a little over a year. And then the mixing, you know, took some time because of, like I said, the live instruments that's on there and the background, getting the choir to sing on it. Quincy Tones took a lot of time to make sure things were right, you know. Every time we thought the song was done, we get a new version. He's like, yeah, I added a lot of pianos right there. And you know what I'm saying? Like, there's always something going on new that took it to the next level. So I would say about a little over a year. And, man, it worked out. It worked out.
Oh, man. And like I said, this album just dropped. So make sure y'all go out and comp this album here. And so you pretty much been all around the world. What's one of your favorite places to perform?
Man, South Africa was one of my favorite places to perform, in Johannesburg.
In South Africa?
I was out there. Yeah, I was out there. What was so dope about it was they brought me out there, and I was out there for like 2 weeks. So I had about a week before the show, I believe, a week and some change before the show. So I was able to go around and see things. And then, you know, the show was just incredible. It was in this big stage, big spot. And, you know, did South Africa, did Johannesburg, then I did Durban and did Cape Town. And the love was just unreal because I'd never been there, but you know, I think people have like a preconceived idea of what it's like, but it's very up to date out there. You know, people, you know, even me, I'm thinking like, I don't know what's going on out here, but they got the radio station inside the mall and all of that stuff going on. It's very up date. And it was one of my best experiences ever, you know, like one of my best trips ever in my life. I went to Soweto. And got to go to the Hector Peterson Museum.
Ah, yeah.
That was one of the craziest experiences in my life, because they actually have, you know, apartheid documented in color.
So oh,
it's practically you're seeing racism and like you almost could say basically like slavery in color. You know what I'm saying?
Because wow.
They have, you know, a lot of the hate speech on, like, showing the videos of the hate speech on air in color, watching it, you know, degrade black people and you know, it's wild. It's wild, man. I was in there walking around and you could see like little girls crying and there's white kids and the teacher was telling them it's okay to cry, you know, because those kids couldn't even fathom that was really going on, you know. But yeah, man, it's crazy. It's crazy to go, man. Crazy to go, but
man,
it gave me a whole new perspective of life because I was down there, and you know, apartheid ended in '90s, right? So
yeah, just
it's
in
still
kind of
it's still fresh.
Yeah.
Right. So imagine getting out of that in the '90s, and then I'm there in the early 2000s. So it's still new, and the guys and the, you know, the ladies and guys there could tell me stories about it super fresh, about having to have a book just to go downtown and get stamped, and you couldn't be there at a certain time. They put pencils, they used to put pencils in people's hair, and if the pencil fell, that would tell you what race you was, because the texture of your hair couldn't hold the pencil up.
What?
Yo, it's a lot of crazy. Yo, man. They used to bury you know, people in potato sacks, and they used to get these massive potatoes used to grow, and they used to say it was from burying the people who has fertilized the potatoes, and these crazy stories. But you know, if you go in that museum, it has a lot of that documented how people were coming home. When I was out there, people was just saying like, yo, people are just now coming home. We thought we're dead because back in the days, they used to ride with tanks through the neighborhood, arrest you, and then they don't keep records of the people they arrest.
Wow.
So you used to think your family members were just dead for years.
Wow.
And they all of a sudden, they pop up. You know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy, man.
And then, like I said, I guess you was down there for, like I said, 2 weeks, and you just saw nothing right. But our people there. You know, I know that was another thing. Like, hey, you know,
to hear the stories and see it is just unreal. To go hear the stories and see it, but then to see how, you know, that, you know, Africans and, you know, were able to still have grace, because we went to a place that was like a TV station too. And it's white people working there. And I went out to dinner. I asked some shit. I said, yo, a question. Yo, how do y'all sit here knowing some of these people right here in this restaurant around you were acting mad different like a few years ago? You know what I'm saying? Like,
really?
Like we here now chilling. But a few years ago, the hatred was on 100 on at you.
200. Yeah, it was just 100. It was like...
Right.
Imprisoning people, everything, yeah.
Right, everything. And then all of a sudden, it's like, what, 20 years, not even 20 years, like, yeah, about 20 years, not even, wasn't even 20 years, whatever, like 10, 15 years later, whatever, it's still fresh. And you're sitting in the restaurant chilling with them, talking to them like nothing happened, and they were like, if we dwell on it, we won't move forward.
Wow.
You know? And I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Because... I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I see Bob right there. I remember how he used to treat me.
Oh yeah, Bob would get these hands.
Right. Yeah. Right. But it's like, nah, you know, they said, I forgot what it was, some type of movement that occurred out there, and black people started getting money and getting nice cars and stuff. Something happened, I forgot what it was, the movement was called. Something had occurred to get some black people some money. So
they got their restitution. Crazy, they got their restitution.
A little bit. I don't want to say fully, but it was something that movement had occurred, and some people started having some money. But, you know, it was crazy. I got, you know, it was crazy, man. It was just crazy to think, like, we moving in these. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? I was like, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, they show mad grace, because I don't know how I would be able to react to that, but, you know, how to think about it. If we dwell on it, how are we going to move on? You know?
Yeah.
Strong people.
That's strong. Man, okay. So let's do this. Let's get into another song of yours. What song you want to play next?
Man, what y'all got there?
Oh, we got it all now.
We got the whole thing here now.
Oh yeah. We got to go with Glory. Let's go with Glory.
Glory. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
What's the premise of this track?
man, it's just really like the lyric says, our story is glorious, but part tragic. You know, like it's just basically about like celebrating who we are as artists and MCs, and you know, that's what we're out for, our reputation. So when you hear the lyrics, man, you know, me, I say like as partners, I'm part Eric. It's part Eric and part Parrish, part Bird, part Magic, part Havoc, part Prodigy. Both of us together is like twice hitting the lottery. Christ fulfilling prophecy. You know, it's just like the mesh of us. You know, and if you my age, Eric and Parrish is big. You know, Bird and Magic, but we also Havoc and Prodigy. You know what I mean? So like. Man, that's one of my favorite songs that's on the album, because it sets the album off with an energy unlike anything, man. So, glory.
Okay, that's Wordsworth and Pearl Gates. Glory!
Introducing your afterlife, I'm from the rapture. Pumping diggable, pumping digital like it's Casper. Rap coca, this black opal is rare as the trading card of Honus Wagner. Hope you know a pastor, you're gonna need him, cause what I'm eating destroy your laughter. Killing what bitch niggas feed us like morning after. I'm the meanest, nothing for me to press an actor. Know my father, just don't respect him, guess I'm a bastard. Check the passport, I'm addicted to blind pasture. I'm a picture of what persistence is if they ask ya. My arithmetic algorithm just got me counting money faster. Funny cash, never the answer. You a cancer, throw your advance at a dancer. I'm evolution and cruise control, you thinking Lancer. I'm thinking grander, revolution like Black Panthers. Cam Newton, my man, shooting ready for action. Yeah, dudes ain't safe no more. We moving at the same pace as a warrior. Steph Curry with the breaks, I'm sorry, but my people want all the glory. Yeah, dudes ain't safe no more. We moving at the same pace as a warrior. Steph Curry with the breaks, I'm sorry, but my people want all the glory.
Our story is glorious and part tragic. It's a balance, part poverty, part lavish. As partners, part Eric, part Parrish, part Bird, part Magic, part Havoc, part Prodigy. Both of us together is like twice hitting the lottery. Christ fulfilling prophecy. Streets full of martyrs, revolvers, carousel. A barrel of shells left him paralyzed parallel. Why would we care to hear when our parents yell in marriage hell? Some of us even helped our parents sell. Helped them read and write, even helped our parents spell. Our whole life has been about not sharing our parents' cell. Nights I burn on you in turmoil, you close friends turn spoil you, turn on you, foes turn loyal. Reverse even got the dirt and the urn for you. The correlation, my coronation, I turned royal.
Yeah, dudes ain't safe no more. We moving at the same pace as a warrior. Steph Curry with the breaks, I'm sorry, but my people want all the glory. Yeah, dudes ain't safe no more. We moving at the same pace as a warrior. Steph Curry with the breaks and the taste and the shakes. My people want all the glory.
Hey, that's glory. From the Champion Sounds album, Wordsworth and Pearl Gates.
Yeah.
That's glory! Man, that hook is sick.
These beats is crazy, dog. These beats is crazy. I'm sitting here nodding like...
Man, got my face hurting. My face up there scrunching up like...
The beats hit you, then the flow, the wordplay, man. Just, nasty.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that song sets it off, man. Like, I feel like anybody that gets the album, and when that record come on to set it off, it's like, we in for a ride. Let's go. You know?
Dang. Man,
you got any videos for this album, off this album yet?
Yeah, we got one for Live on Air right now, featuring Rasheed Chappelle. So that one's out. We actually got one shot for Worlds Apart, which is on the album, which is featuring Sil doing the hook. And we also got one for Sincerely Yours, which is kind of dope because the way it's done is I haven't seen done yet, and I don't want to let it out the bag until we like kind of like put it out. And then we're thinking about doing one for Just When You Say, which is another extremely dope record on the album, man. A lot of people have been like saying they like that one a lot. But yeah, right now it gets a live on air, and then in the next couple of weeks, you'll probably see Sincerely Yours and things like that. Yeah, that's where we are.
Man, I'm excited right now for hip hop, man, because hip hop needs this album, man. We need, you know, there's not enough real hip hop anymore, man, or it's not coming out as often as the new music. You know, you can get new music every day, but real hip hop, MCs flowing and killing it with bars and banging beats, it don't drop as often as new stuff.
Once every 6 months, something will drop.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We only can really get so many good hip-hop albums, you know. Okay, so Eric Sermon dropped. That was like a couple weeks ago.
About a month ago.
Yeah, but we only can get so many good real hip-hop albums, man. If we could get more hip-hop albums dropping as often.
The Dime Piece 2, I think, just dropped because my boy was playing that to me in the car yesterday.
Oh, word.
Dime Piece 2, yeah, he played me a joint. Elzai rhyming on there.
Yeah.
Pharaoh's on there. That's dope. You know, but yeah, I know what you're saying. It's more really like you really got to search it out, you know. I'm a Benny the Butcher fan, so I like listening to the Griselda crew with them dudes, Conway and them. You know, they drop stuff. But I'm with you on it. You know, a lot of stuff to get me excited, I kind of got to go back into sometimes older stuff or some current stuff. But it is a search, man. I think also because platforms like yours aren't out there known as much as they should be, too. You know, I think kind of like we're kind of like in that phase of finding good platforms like yours playing that music, you know? Yeah. There are some good spots, so it's just really about searching. Like, me bumping into y'all on the Instagram lets me go, oh, alright, I got another spot to hear something, you know what I'm saying? So I think it needs to just kind of keep spreading more of these platforms like yours out there and people finding them.
Yeah, we support, like, all indies, but I can't say we support all indies because sometimes we just can't relate to some of the music. I mean that, you know, we're in our 40s and up. I don't want to, you know, put this up. But we can't always relate to like a younger MC. But we've had like really young MCs on the show, and the show didn't go very well because we couldn't relate exactly. We could only ask so many questions, and they could talk about certain words and swags and things like that, but we didn't get it because we're not.
Well, there's no life experience for them yet.
That's not our generation, right. And I'm not hating on what they do. Just like they shouldn't hate on us, but they seem to do because they don't give us the respect. If it wasn't for artists like you, man, they wouldn't be here today. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I kind of really think, like, you know, me teaching, I'm teaching kids. I teach middle school kids, eighth graders, and I get to enlighten a lot of them about that and then get to hear some of the things. They're like, to be honest, the kids in my class be coming and talking about, Mister, you heard of Big L? You heard a Big L before?
Wow. I mean,
yeah, that's what they listen to.
Oh.
They listen to Big L. We talk about G Herbo, you know, because I like G Herbo. You know, he has some times when I like what he's rhyming. You know, the kids know me, and then they also have their own people that they do know the difference between bars. You know, they do know the difference between bars. So it's kind of cool that, you know, I think me being in the classroom, I'm able to kind of have that conversation because I'm around them daily, right? Pretty much daily. I think what it is just that some of the kids that are coming up aren't around it daily enough to hear it. So they got to go with whatever they have, you know. But I think, you know, coming up there to see y'all and you giving them some game and some, and you know, enlightening, you know, you're going to have one or two maybe go, yeah, let me go see what they're talking about. Oh, okay. And it takes us, all we can do, man, is just say it. You know, can't force nobody to go back there and listen to the album, right. You know what I'm saying? All we can do is say it and hopefully they go back and do the research on it. But I think at the end of the day, like I said earlier, man, I can't worry about those. You know what I'm saying? All I can do is worry about putting the music out and hopefully it's found down the line or it's out there. Because one of the things is you got the Pandoras and all these Spotify's and the random playlists. You know, I love that. Because you will have a kid listening to something that maybe of an artist today, and then if it's something mutual, they get put on to me without me shoving it down their throat to go check it out. It's just, oh, let me see what this is. They recommending this guy. They go check it, and they go, oh, this dude is kind of hot.
Yeah, now, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Before, it was all radio controlled, right? So if they're not playing me, I don't even have a chance. Now, at least you get a chance from a random selection, you know, because I've seen my daughter listen to music, and next thing you know, she's listening to somebody, and I'd be like, oh, wait, what you listening to? And I don't know. It took me to this, but I like it. Okay. So that's how it's working. So
I know. That's funny because that's how my god niece, that's how she found out like, old school artists. She was like, Tayo. Well, who's this artist right here? I'm like, you don't know who that is? Let me explain this to you. Yeah. You know, and that's how it is. Because if we don't have programs like this, or format programs like our show, you know, where we like the old school artists, where we like hear independent artists, where we like it, you know, this is what we like to do. This is our energy. This is what we like to do every week. You hear from good independent or old school or good lyric performers such as yourself, you know, if I'm just trying to think of, we don't have that type of station here. We're not here in this area that you can just keep. Well, there's not that many type of stations like that anymore anyway. So, no. You know, everything else is controlled by Radio One or iHeart. Don't get me started.
Right.
They think that.
I mean, I would go crazy if I was worried about radio stations like we used to have to be. Like it's actually the best time to be putting music out, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you just like me and you can make a song right now and be like, oh, that sounds crazy, and we just upload it and then the world judge or it's out, you know. I don't miss having to sit in the office waiting for this A&R dude to have a meeting with me to tell me if it's hot or not. Say he gonna call me back, or don't, or cancel the meeting after you've been sitting there for 2 hours. You know, I don't miss none of that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad the kids don't have to go through none of that. You know, because that was terrible. Like you drive from a state to another state to have a meeting with somebody that cancel on you, or you know. You doing all it just used to be so crazy because you had people controlling your fate. So it was, now nobody really controls my fate like that. I just make the music. I got a distro deal. I'm good with the distro deal. I just want to maintain the distro deal for as long as possible and chill. You know what I'm saying? And I'm comfortable. That's how I'm happy.
So you will stay independent. You wouldn't sign with no company.
I wouldn't sign with a company unless it made sense to, you know, like the way I do it independently with the distro deal I have with Fat Beats is I have no ego or understanding my place and where I am with what I'm doing. So I'm not the type of dude that's going to press up 10,000 copies that I can't sell. I'm not doing that to satisfy my ego. That's the problem I see today. I've talked to some dudes that aren't not even lukewarm, and they putting something out. So I'm like, yeah, we about to press up like 5,000. I'm doing 300 vinyl. I'll be like, in my head, I'm like, my dude, where are you selling that? Right, where are you selling that?
Like, why? I'm not understanding.
Right. Yeah, I don't even know where you're selling that at. You know, I keep it more in a realistic terms of I know how much I need to press up. I'm trying to make sure I recoup, keep the distro deal there. You know, don't overpress the physicals too much unless you got the tour coming up. Don't overpress the physicals too much because the digital will help with, you know, it's less, it ain't no manufacturing there. I know all of those nuances to be realistic with where I am in my career of a rapper, but I know that I do so much other things outside of my music to sustain my livelihood that it's not necessarily dependent upon satisfying my ego by pressing up thousands of records. I'm just keeping real, man. I keep it at 1,000. You talk to me, which is why some people won't talk to me. I give you a reality check.
That's 1,000. That's 1,000 right there. Why are you putting up? What, you said 310,000. Why? You know,
It's an ego. It's an ego thing. So to answer the other question of signing with a bigger deal, I would only be signing with a bigger deal to satisfy my ego upon something that I probably couldn't fulfill in their eyes, unless it's on a scale of being measured that whatever they're investing, it can be recouped. And if I don't think it can be invested to be recouped, I'm not getting in a deal with somebody that will be angry at each other later. Doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. But so the average artist or just people in general was like, oh, this company wants to invest with me, you know, I'm thinking about taking this deal. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what you got going on, but it's probably going to end on a note of you upset with them, because you're going to probably be like, they put all this money, what happened to the money, what happened to the budget, you were supposed to promote this and this and that. That always happened. That's the old conversation. We all know the artist is never happy with the promotion if it doesn't recoup.
Okay, we gotta stop talking about Def Jam.
Jesus.
you know that's just that argument is what it is. When people invest in something and the artist's ego is so out of control all the time, they ain't taking no blame on that.
Oh yeah, for sure. Okay. You know, so. But what we about to take the blame for right now is playing another track. What song you want to play next?
Let's keep going down. Just When You Say.
Right, yeah, that's the one you was talking about that everybody is loving right now.
The perspective of it is, it's just a hustler that's trying to maintain, but upset that he's living with wifey who has a regular 9-to-5 and making more money than him.
Mm.
Damn, that's real life right there. Damn, that's my life.
That's real life.
Shoot, that's...
You feel me?
Is this my story?
Hey, man. That's why I think people like this record, because they know if it's not them, it's somebody they know, you know?
So, this is... What's the name?
Just When You Say.
Just When You Say, from the Champion Sounds album. Be right back. Right after this.
That's when I feel the pain inside.
The combination and the constant confrontation, finding jobs in and out, paying bonds, incarceration, the constant contemplation, messing up my concentration, information of complications of my mom's operations, added up over years, face tears, tatted up, going crazy, should be in a room, wall padded up, bragging, but I'm not proud, I'm in a hotel backing up, just to have a closet full of sneakers that I haven't touched. It's too much, I got a dozen issues you've been patient with in this relationship, bringing stuff from when I wasn't with you. I'm feeling less secure, the money that I make is less than yours. The gifts you give me are better than the ones I get you. No matter to you, but it matters to me. Especially when you're 9 months and I'm a daddy to be. Same stress while my father wasn't a daddy to me. Happened to be, left you money that I sat by the key. I had to flee.
Whole thing done changed. Why rush the pain now? Gone way too far. Only us to blame now. Sometimes it falls apart. This game of life we play. But I know what's in your heart, so don't you walk away.
It's not true. Crossroads, we lost it, then forced it, then tossed it, and more slow. Harness my godness, my kindness was more so. Honest and more so, them diamonds I mined in your mind made you more glow. Invest in my earth, but that worth made it foreclose. Winter furs, spring jackets, summer fits, and short clothes. We were winning, everything you wanted, had to see you get it. Nothing more exciting than to see you in it. Same vision when I bought it, I'm just spitting image. Paint a picture so you feel it when you're causing all the pain and you're stopping all the healing. But you're playing all the games, that's when the cipher be revealing of the plane we operate in. Being human is the ceiling, and so we raise the vibe to the heavens or we could kill it. It's a flow, it's a stream on your phone, it's a spillage of a dream I once had where it was flowing. It was realer.
Whole thing done changed. Why rush the pain now? Gone way too far. Only us to blame now. Sometimes it falls apart. This game of life we play. But I know what's in your heart, so don't you walk away.
Just when you say, that's Wordsworth, Pearl Gates, from the Champion Sounds.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Man.
Yo, we was just sitting here saying, bro, we ain't heard one bad song yet. We ain't heard one song that we ain't been...
I feel like kicking over this microphone right now.
You know what I'm saying? We've not been one song that we have not said. Now, the whole album, dog.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, man. I mean, you know, we played some joints. There's still a few left, but like, you know, I like to talk about what's written and things like that. Because the thing about, for me, with writing, and I'm sure for Gates would say as well, is my thing with writing is really about, can you read it and it's just as hot without the music too, you know, and things like that. So that's the one thing about overall with the project, and just as far as being a writer more so than a rapper is more important for me. There's another song on the album is called Eulogy. And if you guys get a chance, as far as, you know, people that's gonna cop the album, look at the way I spelled it. Mm. You know, we spelled it Youlogy.
Wow.
And it's a dope song because we're rapping our own eulogies.
Your own eulogy.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, so we're rapping our own eulogies. Master Ace is on there. And, you know, I kind of thought, you know, that's kind of just an ill take on the wordplay of it. But also when you hear the rhymes and the things that we talk about, You get to hear some of the things that we hope that people find was they appreciated that we contributed to life, whether it's family, friends, and the things we rap about. So that's one of the things about that. And then just, you know, whatever your favorite is, you know, just check it out, man.
I don't, you know. What we heard so far, I can't even tell my favorite. I was telling DJ DePoyes just now, I'm like, man, this sounds like a compilation where they have all the best songs on one album. I'm like, what's going on? How can this one album have all these dope songs? And they all, you know, because mostly you can hear, when you hear an album, especially now, you get like, okay, yeah, the same producer. But this one, it's like, sound, all the songs sounds different. And I can't tell if it was the same producer or not.
Yeah. Quincy Tones is a, man, he's a monster with it, man. You know, that's what I can say as far as he gave us tons of different beats and we was listening to him and trying to figure out where to go. You know, there's songs that we did that was like, that song is dope, but it doesn't fit the project, you know, and that's just being honest with each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, how about this? You know, I might, there's a song I might lay a verse to and send it to Gates, and he's like, it's dope, but it don't fit what we're doing. And I'm like, I'm cool with that. There's no personal feeling involved with rejection upon something. And if you can't be in a group of people like that, then that's not the group to be in. You know,
wow.
I'm not around no yes men at all. Like, you know, but I'm around people that respect your decision. So, you know, if Ace is doing an album, he's doing his album. If I'm doing my, I'm doing my album. When we're doing albums, we may play songs to each other that we may not like, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I respect your decision on your album. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm getting in the car riding shotgun with whoever I'm riding with, whether I like the album or not. You know what I'm saying? Hey. And we boys, I'm riding shotgun with you, sir, because that's your vision.
That's your vision.
I'm supporting your vision, right? You know, even though I mean I like a song or two, I'm supporting your vision, because when it's my vision and you may not like a song or two, you're still going to support my vision. And that's what it is about being individuals and being artists at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's songs that some of my favorite artists, I'd be like, nah, that's not my joint. You know, but then your boy be like, you crazy. That's your joint. You know what I'm saying? Now y'all arguing over something, but everybody's interpretation is different. So, yeah, man, that's what it takes to put together an album like this, is that there's no hard feelings and we're just trying to make the best product.
Wow. And the product y'all did. Like I said, we didn't mean to hold up so much of your time today, because this project, man, this album here, Champion Sounds, I'm telling you, I can't stop saying it. Look, it gets my face. Every time I listen to a different track, my face keep frowning up. I'm like, just track right here.
Yeah, y'all didn't play live on. When you get a chance to hear live on, yeah, how grimy it is, man. It's so crazy, man. The type of sound that beat is, just to give you a little backstory on that joint, we had called it Chef Up, because when I heard the beat, it reminded me of something the Wu would do. you know what I'm saying?
Oh, see, now you done started something. Words, you done started something. We gonna have to play. Go ahead and talk about this track real quick.
That's what it was. Yeah. So when we first made it, when I first heard the beat, I was like, yo, this joint sound like something the Wu rhyme on, and kind of like I can hear Raekwon on this. So we first named it, it was like just a name like Chef Up, because we felt like it was that vibe. But you know, it ended up being called Live on Air, and you could tell, man, when you hear it though, it's grimy. If you see the video, Rasheed Chappelle kills it. He got that voice that's just ill, and yeah, Live on Air is grimy. That's why it's the first single. It's one of those joints that got people hyped. Yeah. Check it out.
Okay. Hey, you want to check it out? Can we check it out real quick? Okay. You got kids? Okay. Hey, let's check this. This is our last one for the night right here, because, man.
Because
I would keep you forever. You'd be like, dude, I got to go make me a pizza.
I'm, Nah, man. I put aside time when I'm getting interviewed. I appreciate the time you put aside, so I'm here as long as you need me. You know, so yeah, let's ride out.
He don't know what he's getting into. You good? I got order me stuff from Amazon now. Okay, so this is
live on air.
Be right back right after this.
Yo, aqueduct flows, tell the folk tales of toe tags for gold rails. Acting wild, coming out, they go grip. Claps you like, oh well, killers shoot the vibe by the wholesale. Live on air, know how it wholesale. Drove expeditions on the road to perdition. Tortured soul, convictions, fortune told and predictions. My chosen decisions will put me on the road to collision. Good versus evil, a throne or a prison. In my son's life, I'm trying to play a bigger role. But lies about me from my baby mama, he keep getting told. School around the corner, sent some money to go get some clothes. She on Instagram, posting how she spending on her toes. A horror how it is, my worst fear is my children die before me. Going broken, got a bar for my kids. Dying with prime ministers, rhyme literature. People waiting in line for my time to sign signatures. Book deals, my mind is aligned with crime sinisters. Put the product out online and find distributors. Now where I'm at in life, parted from the parasites, paradise, parent life, two kids and a Latin wife. From the promenade, see Manhattan, the elite in power built the Freedom Tower after Osama bomb. With rappers, never find a bar. Too many lanes, this game is full of more characters than Comic-Con. Aqueduct flows, tell the folk tales of toe tags for gold rails. Acting wild, coming out, they go grills. Claps you like, oh well, killers shoot the vibe by the wholesale. Live on air, know how it wholesale. Aqueduct flows, tell the folk tales of toe tags for gold rails. Acting wild, coming out, they go grills. Live on air, know how a co-sell. Proof is in the pudding, I'm good in an 86. Amazing when they said that I couldn't made it exist. They're raving for the flat gold, skinny spitter with crack flows. Used to pray for the day when deposits became direct. Now I'm stepping out in the bathrobe, about the black hole. On the track while tracking sales for my trap phone. He flipping like an acro. Economics, you better be talking macro. Lump sums with interest, intellect, killer pack show. Doper than Chapo. This is rap affluence added to run the chapel. God told Adam, don't you ever eat the apple. A bitten one on my phone. Bad bitches wanna come home. Touch riches from transactions I know you wouldn't condone. Could you understand the man and judge my spirit on his own? I'm trying to make the devil walk 2 million miles from home and spit the shit that make the wicked bleed from out their dome. Pong, Smithsonian, roam like Pontius. Pilot, I'm the pilot, fly thoughts, rule my conscience. To know what type of zone he in, you gotta shun the nonsense. Resurrecting logic, I represent the prophets. Aqueduct flows, tell the folk tales of toe tags for gold rails. Acting wild, coming out, they go grills. Claps you like, oh well, killers shoot the vibe by the wholesale. Live on air, know how a co-sell. Aqueduct flows, tell the folk tales of toe tags for gold rails. Acting wild, coming out, they go grills. Live on air, know how a co-sell.
Hey yo, we speaking code, landline, stay off the speakerphone. Reefer roll, spark up, inhale a deeper zone. Creatures roam, project searching for cheaper stones. Each his own, 9 to 5, a niggas keep the chrome. Nickel plated, dilated, I kept my eyes wide, dodging death. Every step stayed on my 9 lives. Pussy paper, politicking, keeping my mind fried. Niggas stuck on same corners, watching their time fly. Move according, always forward, ain't no going back. Risking freedom, I can see them, and they're going. Crack, smell of fumes, empty pots can see the residue. It's Hell's Kitchen serving dishes for this revenue. It's monkey see, monkey do. So now we all ate, respect the money, but the power still a mandate. Can tell the real how they deal and how they handshake. We break night, broad day until we all drape.
Aqueduct flows, tell the folk tales of toe tags for gold rails. Acting wild, coming out, they go grills. Claps you like, oh well, killers shoot the vibe by the wholesale. Live on air, know how a co-sell. Aqueduct flows, tell the folk tales of toe tags for gold rails. Acting wild, coming out, they go grills. Live on air, know how a co-sell.
That's live on air. Wordsworth, Pearl Gates, Champion Sounds.
Live on air. Yeah.
I hear that. I hear that, Chef. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
You can hear it kind of in the even in the hook kind of vibe. You know what I'm saying?
For
the
sure.
Vibe of the hook is kind of that vibe too.
Man, my face hurts, man. I'm frowning so much, man. Everybody in the studio just bobbing their head, shaking their head like this.
You got like a listening session jumping off right now.
Yeah.
Like,
man.
That's
fire.
Yeah,
bro.
Man. Thank you, man.
So, okay. So, the album just dropped. So, what do y'all have planned? Are y'all performing your tracks?
Yeah.
This coming summer, where at?
Yeah, we got, right now we're getting some set up for Wilmington. That's one of the things we're getting set up. I'm also going to be out in New Orleans, June 23rd, be out there setting up something for Orlando, Hip Hop Fest Orlando, like August, I think it's like August 3rd. And then it's kind of like we're filling up some spot dates now, and then we're going to probably have a tour later on in the year because you typically... Of course, you know, like set up the album dropping when around the tour time. Mm-hmm. We actually was going to release the album a couple months before, so we didn't give our booking agent enough time to kind of mesh the times together. Yeah, so like we dropped it like, oh, this is when we dropped it, and she was like, yeah, not right now because I had to set it up months ahead. Mm-hmm. So now she got the time to get it set up for later. But yeah, man. But I still got spot dates, you know. Be popping up here and there. Like I said, got you know Wilmington. Got to be New Orleans, Orlando. It's spot dates. So just keep following me. Something could pop up like any moment for us, you know.
Hey, so when are you gonna be on the Tonight Show? Because I know you're gonna be on the Tonight Show. You are gonna be on the Tonight Show on this one. You and Gates, man, you know. Make sure you tell us.
I hope, man. I just enjoy doing the music, you know, and like y'all playing it and enjoying it, and having like Fat Beats be the distributor and believing in it and always playing. They put out all the last albums I've done. They've actually been my partner for like super long, putting all my albums and having them. I want to big them up for always like me submitting to something. They like, yo, let's run with it. I'm just happy that people check it out and listen to it, and they tell their friends like, "Yo, this is what it is," and people keep catching on and enjoy the music. You know, I feel like this is my analysis of where I'm at in my career, and I try to live by that. Live by this is I'm Doc Rivers now. You know, I gotta. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel
you. I gotta win the ring as a coach now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really worried about winning the ring as the player as much as I can win the ring as the coach now. So that's where I'm at with it. You know, Steve Kerr vibes. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do it on those terms because I understand where I am. So my rings are, you know, creating this music program that I created. That's unlike anywhere else in the country, in the world. Like if you look that up, and I think I sent you guys like my bio info and has a link in there. If you guys
get a
chance to check it out,
and then check it out. Yeah,
yeah, if you, people could check it out on my IGTV. I posted a video of like the news coming to interview me. That's where I'm at with it now. You know what I'm saying? As far as that understanding where I am, as far as doing it from a coaching perspective now and winning rings that way. So that's how I look at it. How I'm gonna win my rings, because I'm realistic. I ain't going platinum. Like, that's not my expectation. I would hope, hey, if I go platinum, it's dope. But my expectations of where I am as far as winning my rings now is creating music programs, writing books, doing lectures. You know, last year I was at Baruch College in New York talking the music business class.
Wow.
I got my master's in music business. So it's like,
wow.
Now I'm winning from that perspective. I'm winning as a coach now. So that's how I'm getting my rings. So I think as an artist, you can't feel like, you know, you play the game all these years and you ain't win a ring, and then you still out there with the knee brace on trying to get 50 points, you know, on the court. I'm good coming off the bench giving you 18. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. Oh, you know, no. If I need to suit up, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm good coming in, you know, I'm good being Michael Jordan at 40, giving the Wizards 28. You know what I'm saying?
Give the Wizards.
I'm realistic. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He still used to come in, get the Wizards. He used to average like 26, 28, and he was 40 on the Wizards. I'm good with that. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm good with owning the team now down the line. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good on that level with it. So I don't need to be the dude like that. I just enjoy making the joints. You hear it, you know what I'm saying? And now I got to look at it from a perspective of, you know, the GM. You know, that's my mindset. What's the GM? You know, what am I going to do as the GM of my career now? And that's what's saying in the books, the creative music programs. My school, we just won 5 awards. Thursday night in my district's, you know, 31 schools competed in 5 categories. We won each award. We won 4 out of the 5 categories in TV and film. And that's what I teach, TV and film. So I was ecstatic, you know what I'm saying? Because I teach it. It's my first year teaching that program.
Oh, first year at that.
First year, man. We won for 2 music videos, ideas. We also won for best school news. We also won for PSA. And then we also won for documentary, you know? So that's where my joy is, and understanding I'm able to transfer all the stuff I learned into the kids, and then those trophies that we won for the school, that's my rings. You know what I'm saying? Those are my rings now, man. So I'm getting my rings. I'm getting my rings. It just ain't in the form of record sales.
Yeah, you know what
I'm saying? That's where I'm at. But I'm at peace with that.
Wow, he's at peace. And for those who don't know, this is Wordsworth. You know, a.k.a. I could call you the Vince Carter of basketball, hip-hop right now. Because right. I think about Vince Carter, he's the oldest NBA player right now, right? Yeah, yeah. He's still playing.
He's still out there on the court.
Yeah, he's still going off the bench.
I'm coaching, you know what I'm saying? I'm more so the coach player now.
Steve Kerr.
Yeah, like just a... Yeah, like a Steve Kerr, still, you know, the 3 is probably wet for Steve Kerr when he out there in the warm-ups, you know what I'm saying? Doc Rivers, you know, he can coach you and get you to the finals, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
got to sign in the league.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I have the knowledge to get people to those places, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And then, you know, it don't always work out for you, but you get the knowledge, and sometimes you train to do. You know, some of the best athletes and things of that nature, they learned from somebody that was ill with the skill, but didn't make it there and get the ring. You know what I'm saying? So you look at Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving's dad is ill, and he was, I think his godfather is Rod Strickland.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's how you get Kyrie Irving, which got the ring.
Got the ring.
So I'm looking at it. Yeah, I'm looking at it as a ripple effect of what I do now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm, you know, that's how I look at where I'm at with it. And you know, my rings are different. You know what I'm saying? My rings come in different ways now.
Okay. Hey, like I said, I know we coming up. I have to get ready to wrap things up. How can we follow everybody? How can everybody follow you on social media? You and Pearl.
Yeah, I'm Wordsworth, BKLYN on Instagram. Pearl Gates is It's Pearl Gates on Instagram. And you got Quincy Tones, Quince Tones Beats on Instagram. And then on Twitter, I'm Wordsworth_EMC. You got Pearl Gates on Twitter, Quincy Tone Beats. I believe it might be Quincy Tones alone, but you know, we all got that Champion Sounds logo in our boxes on there, so you know it's us. And then on the Facebook, Wordsworth on Pearl Gates or Quincy Tones on there. That's what it is.
Hey, I'm about to put that champion in my on my thing, in my box over here too. That Champion sound. That's everybody got to cop that album. I'm telling everybody. Have you heard that new Champion album? You got to hear that.
So you said everybody follow, follow, like, and grab this. Get this. Stream it. You need this in your life.
Yeah.
Y'all need this in your life.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, you know, I wanted to, I'd like to talk about the whole streaming thing too. Streaming takes 1,200, it's going to take about 1,250 listens to equal the copying of the download in the CD. I know people don't really know that. Yeah, a lot of people don't really know that. So I'm all down for the streaming services. I had Tidal, my wife got Apple Music. I'm all down for that. But even me, I buy the album if I like it after I stream it.
Ditto. Oh, that's what we do. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because you're gonna have to listen to that joint 1,250 times before I get $10. I'm just keeping it 100.
Word.
So if you like the album, even though you're streaming it, download it and cop it, because I just be real. I don't know how long it's going to take me to listen 1,250 times to a Jay-Z album or something. You know, a Nas album. I don't even know if I ever listened to it 1,250 times ever. You know what I'm saying? Nah. I know I've heard it maybe a couple hundred. So I'm just being realistic with the way life is. So if you really dig the album, you know, check it out through your streaming platforms, and then just, you know,
download it
if you can. You know,
buy it.
Yeah, download it or buy the CD. Either or.
Yes. Yes, get the CDs. Again, Wordsworth, man, you family, man. I done adopted you. You didn't realize that, but, you know.
thanks, man.
Hey, you became a mentor to me during this hour. You know, I'm like, man, he I could be a coach now.
Yeah, man. Man, hit me up anytime, brothers, you know. Yeah, I got my connects here, you know. You got my phone number and all, whatever, the DM, hit me. What up? Hit me up with any questions about whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm always down to just talk about it, because I'm trying to change us generationally, man. You know what I'm saying? So we could all have Uncle Bob's cabin, Grandpa's cabins. We don't have that, yeah. You know what I'm saying, a lot in the culture. So generationally, it's on my mind heavy. How do we change that so we all could be having those grandpa's cabin? You know?
That's what's up. Again, Wordsworth. Shout out to Pearl Gates. You know, yes, man, sir. It was great talking to you all this evening. And bro, you have any final?
Thank you for having us, man.
Hey, man, thank you for coming on the show, man. It's an honor to have a true hip hop
royalty.
And blessing us.
Thanks,
blessing you know, the listeners with this fire album, man. And like Hef said, man, you fam. And anytime you drop something, man, hit us up, man. We got you, man. The platform is always here.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, man.
For sure.
Thank you, man. I definitely wanna also, you know, go get Pearl Gates' album. You know, like he got an album called Live on the First.
Oh.
He got another album called he got an album called Live on the First. He got another album called Playlist, him and his partner Sil. And also check out my previous album, man, Our World Today, that was done with Sam Brown and New Beginning. You know, man, those albums, man, check out the song The Election. If you're into some political stuff, check out that song called
The Election. Well, you know, we be playing that one for sure next week, for sure. I know I'm playing that track.
Yeah, check out The Election, man. So those albums, Our World Today and New Beginning, man, if you can check those out. Those are some of my last previous albums.
Hey, I would have the cover. I would put the album covers on my IG page. If you want to know what they look like, to go download it. Hey, we got you taken care of. Hey, Wordsworth, cool. Your family. Until next time. You know, thank
time.
You for everything, bro. Thank you.
Thank y'all, too.
Hey, we'll be right back. Are we gone? Oh, I think we're done, yo. Hey, until next week. I'll be half.
Deep boys.
Thanks.
Peace.